We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much, you guys. Shannon, that was beautiful. Thank you so much. Although we haven't worked together long, I am sure enjoying this journey with you. Lindsay, dude, wow, we've been through a lot together. You've been here a long time. We just heard from Wendy Paulson. You were also under the assistant program director under Wendy as well. So thank you so much for those lovely words. And then, of course, Joe, dude, it's always great to have you in studio when you stop in to fix something, which is pretty awesome. And then there was Steve. Dude, you did not do karaoke because you were like scared, weren't you? I tried my best to get you out the seat. I was like offering you, what do you want to drink? What do you want, dude, so you can get up here and do it? And you just would not do it. But that's okay. We're going to another dive bar soon. I'm going to get you up there to sing with me. You hear me, Steve? Don't give up, darling. Here I come. This has been wonderful. By the way, guess who's in studio with me now? Shaletta dressed up tonight. And I'm like, okay, so what is she all dressed up for?
Okay. And bathe and brush my teeth all on the same day. That doesn't happen. I've got four kids.
She usually comes in her sweats and, you know, and all dolled up tonight. Well, I'm so grateful to say that my two brothers are in studio with me tonight. I don't know where the third one is. Is he coming? Do you guys know?
Why? JD, don't tell Steele? Her anything. Don't tell her anything.
On.
She's fishing. She can't answer the phone. She can't ask questions. Don't tell her who's coming in, please.
Shaletta.
Please.
Turn the mic off. Turn your mic off. JD Steele, Fred Steele, y'all are in studio with
Hi,
me.
Hi, sis. Congratulations.
Hi.
We
thank
love you so
we
much.
We were together this
years.
Afternoon
yes,
at
we
Javita's
were.
House.
Yes, we were.
Nobody said a word. I mean, there was not one leak, no nothing.
And Christians
amazing.
Keep good secrets. Them Christians. Them Christian folk, they won't say
But what about
anything.
JD?
He's the exception to the rule.
That's cold.
You know I'm messing with you, Jay.
Congratulations,
sorry.
Sister. We're so proud of you.
Wow.
Absolutely. So proud of you.
Yeah.
I remember the other day, what was it, a week ago maybe? And I said, yeah, it's been 20 years. And you went, 20 years?
I was shocked.
You were?
I was shocked. It just doesn't seem like it's been that long. And that's amazing.
It flew by. It seems like crazy to me. I keep saying to myself, wow, 20 years.
That's amazing.
On CCO.
And you have such supportive fans out there that listen to you regularly.
Regularly.
And I run across them all the time.
You do?
So do I, yeah.
Yeah?
Absolutely.
So it's a really quite representative of your talent and your emotions.
I don't know. You talking awfully soft over there.
And then your commitment. You know, you got this.
Uh-huh.
This is incredible.
Yeah,
it's
4
incredible.
Hours on Sunday night. The thing about it is I've been in the same position, the same night, the same time, everything. From day one.
That's consistency.
Isn't that something?
That's,
wow.
That's consistency.
From day one.
You want to be consistent when you have a show like that.
Isn't that the truth?
Mm-hmm. So you should go ahead and say it.
Say what?
Just go ahead and say it.
Say what?
Now show me the money.
Show
me the money.
Show me the money! What was the name of that movie? Jerry Maguire.
Yes.
Wasn't it Jerry Maguire?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I've been here a long time.
Yeah.
It was so funny. I was talking to some students one time about, you know, broadcast, what it's like to be a talk show host. And one of the students raised his hand and said, yeah, but you don't make much money, do you? I said, no, I don't. I said, I really don't. You don't do this for the money unless it's full time. But the part time folks, darling. You know, we can get us a bacon sandwich or something later on. That's about it. But it's true. I mean, even the children knew. The students were like, I hear radio is terrible. It's like, oh, my God, come on. So you never know, that's for sure.
Oh,
you never know. So y'all have been with me on this journey.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, yeah. I tell people all the time, ever since you got this show, well, you haven't stopped talking since.
Oh, God. Yeah, it's so true. I run my mouth all the time in meetings, rehearsal. You start stomping your foot. You stop stomping your foot, by the way. What happened? Did I shut up? Oh. He used to stomp his foot. You remember that? It's like, Lord, what's that supposed mercy. To mean?
He over here now standing on the box. You know,
there's a box.
That's so wrong.
Would you like for me to move it out of here?
No, I like it.
Do you know how many times you guys have been on the radio with me? On my show?
A few
times.
That's
a good question.
Yeah. Would you like to know?
Yeah.
I would too. I have no clue. But I will say this. There were a couple times I do remember when not everybody showed up, particularly Billy. He's not here.
Girl, I promise
still?
You.
Where is he at?
All those supervisors that were just in the montage saying congratulations, yeah. They're going to have to call security. If I went to the dry cleaners and bathed and brushed my teeth all on the same day and
Billy's
still
not coming.
Don't show
I don't understand. Does he know? Was he supposed to come?
I don't know.
Don't tell her nothing.
You
don't
know
say
something,
don't
Jay.
Don't tell
you know something. And Javita, she's not here. What?
Don't. Was please. She? Don't. She's fishing, so just move on.
She is
enjoy
fishing.
Your brothers being here.
A
talk to your
sharp
brothers.
Hook too.
Yeah, she almost got y'all too. Y'all was like, "Well, what happened was?"
You've been with her all afternoon.
You remember when I used to tell you guys when I first started on radio? I used to say, "Man, people threatening my life." I'll never forget one time I saw Pastor McAfee. And he was walking down the street with two other brothers. And they said, "We've heard that you've been having some problems. Do you need any help?" And I said, "Wow, no, I don't need any help." I remember my life used to be threatened all the time. And I used to talk to you guys about it. Do you remember that?
Wow. Yes, I do remember that.
Used to talk to y'all about it. And I never, you know, I didn't get too scared. I never felt like, well, you know, I'm not coming to work. I'm coming to work.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I just... I don't know. It was the weird.
They didn't
thing.
Know who they were messing with.
Is that what it was, Jay?
They
is
really
that what it
did
was?
Not know.
You sound like you know something. You know me, don't you?
They didn't know.
Lord have mercy.
Yeah. They just didn't know.
Yeah, it's been it's changed so much, and how many presidents have gone through those 20 years? You know,
mm-hmm.
It's been really interesting. It's been an interesting journey.
You've got an exciting show, and you cover a lot of topics.
We do.
And you talk to a lot of people about a lot of different things. And one of the things that impresses me about your approach is when I come over and I see you studying so hard before the show. You research everything. And that's amazing because it's like you prepare so steadfastly. It's just amazing to see you prepare. And it shows when you're on the air that you're prepared.
Thank you, Jay.
And I love that.
When was the last time you listened?
On my way here.
No, okay. Oh, well, there you go. Bravo. Oh, bravo. I don't know. I feel like I need to put some boots on or something. My family loves me, though. Y'all have really supported me through this.
Max. We love you, too.
You sing at the holiday special almost every year.
Yeah, and that's wonderful.
You know, we have a good time.
We usually come on
doing
the air
that.
Around Christmas time.
Around Christmas
and that's
time.
Really
that's
special.
A really cool event, by
yeah,
the way.
Yeah, so, it is a cool event. When they first asked me to do it, right, that holiday special, I thought, oh, okay, that'll be great. That'll be fun. And then they said, we want to change it to Gerald and Steele's holiday special. I was like, nope. No. You don't want to just call it WCCO's holiday special, because it really made me nervous to put my name on it like that. But, ooh, y'all have been through some stuff with me when I've been on the radio. I've cried. I've laughed. I've been very angry, you know. And y'all just sit there just like you're doing right now, JD. Going,
yeah, you
well,
don't. Your anger never shows.
On the radio?
On the radio.
Yeah,
no,
and then I get with y'all shows. And go, guess what? Can you imagine? Oh, my God. Yeah. All right. We're going to take a break. You are listening to Steel Talking. And they've decided to celebrate my 20th anniversary. How about that? We'll be back in a moment. Oh, my God. Oh, wow. Wow, wow. I'm blushing. I know y'all can't tell. But I am blushing. It's hard for a black woman to tell if she's blushing, but I am blushing right now. That is hilarious. No, they didn't. No, they didn't. That's the thing. I have no idea what's coming. My program director sent me a program note that has supposed to have all my guests and all of, you know, what we're talking about tonight. And I send him all these ideas and he works on stuff for me and he's great. And all he had was question marks. For every segment, he had question marks. And I text him. I said, what is that? What does that mean? And he goes, you'll see.
Well, this is one show you didn't have to do any research on.
Well, hey, you know, I have to tell you, when you were talking about how I do research, my worst interview, my very worst interview happened about 3 or 4 years ago. And I thought I was interviewing Annie Leibovitz, the
photographer.
The photographer. Mm-hmm. But it was Annie Leibovitz,
okay.
The satirist.
Uh-huh.
So I came in all prepared because I love Annie, the photographer, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, ready. I've done all this research on it. I picked out my favorite pictures because I've just been following her, you know, mm-hmm. through her career. She's literally photographed everybody. And all of a sudden, I get this woman on and I read on my program note and it says satirist. And I went, what? I have no idea who she is.
Did she come in studio?
No. Mm-hmm. She was literally called from New York.
Mm-hmm.
And this woman is famous.
Right.
I had no idea who she was. So now I have to make a decision in a nanosecond, right?
Wow.
Do I interview her or do I say to my in-studio producer, tell her that I've made a mistake and that we can't have her on tonight? So those are my two choices, right?
That's amazing.
Right?
So what did you do?
Within 30 seconds, I went through Wikipedia. And just speed reading everything about her. And I just picked out little pieces and stuff, you know, just trying to figure out, first of all, what the heck is a satirist? Right? I wasn't quite sure. I know it's satirical. So I knew some of what they did, but what else? And who else is you? So I'm sitting here trying my best to figure that out. And so I started talking to her, and I'm doing the interview, and now I'm getting nervous because the first two questions were great. The third question was so dumb. She actually said, what are you talking about? And I said to her, I said, okay, let's get real. I had the wrong Annie. I said, I'm so honored to interview you tonight, but please know that I thought you were, and she said, the photographer. I said, yes, so please forgive me. You're coming to the State Theater, blah, blah, blah. She said, yeah. Because you know how New Yorkers are. We spent a lot of time in New York, right? We know how New Yorkers are. Mm-hmm. And she was really offended. She was like, oh, please. Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay, great. Thanks.
Oh, my gosh.
That was the worst interview ever.
What was your best years. Interview?
Oh, it's so many. It's so many. I remember Ramsey Lewis was one of my absolute favorites. I mean, I have so many, Jay, from politicians to teachers to pastors, and I'll never forget. I did a religious panel discussion one time, and we were talking about if someone came in. I'm trying to remember how I phrased it, but it was like if someone walked into your church and had a pistol, how would you handle that? It was something like that, and the Jewish rabbi said we would definitely try to use diplomacy and try to talk him, you know, talk to the person, really try to reason with the person. The Protestant pastor who said, you know, we would pray, we would ask him if he would just allow us to pray for him. And, and the third was a Catholic priest, and he goes, oh, it's time to shoot him. You just need to shoot him. And I was so stunned.
Wow.
And I just looked and I went, really? He goes, well, yeah. That was me. Wow. Silence. That was
That's
me.
That's pretty amazing.
That was absolutely me.
That's also pretty dangerous.
I agree.
It's really. What was that?
And yeah. I've got somebody on the phone, and you can interview them.
Who is this?
It's your sister Janice.
Oh, Janice!
Janice!
Oh my goodness! All the way from Kansas City.
Lord Jesus, don't say it too loud. Don't tell nobody.
Okay, honey.
Hey, sis.
Yeah.
Hey, sis.
How you doing? Hey. Congratulations on your anniversary, honey.
Aw.
I wish I was there.
Oh, Janice, I wish you were too, honey.
I know.
Thanks for letting me drive your car, though. Stay another week.
Hey, look here. Watch it. Be careful.
Thank you so much, Janice. And you know, I've interviewed you on this show before.
Boy,
that was really powerful. We've had some pretty great discussions even after my show. You and I have talked about some things that are going on in the world and how I address them or how I should have addressed them or how I should address. We've had, you know, disagreements, but boy, I've learned a lot from your perspective.
Well, you know, I love your show, sis. I love, love, love your show. And I can't tell you how many people I come in contact with, even today at worship. There were three people that came through the receiving line after worship and said, I listen to your sister Geraldine every Sunday, her and Michael. And I'm thinking, yeah. That's right.
Wow. That's pretty cool. And in fact, those that are listening, that's my sister Janice, who just moved here literally months ago. And she is the pastor of Community UCC Church, United Church of Christ, Community United Church of Christ in St. Paul Park. And I think, so I know Javita and I and Mom and JD have all been to community. Fred, you haven't been yet, right?
No.
Have you been? Fred has been?
Javita has not.
Oh, Javita is the one that hasn't? And Billy hasn't, right?
Billy, that's right.
Okay, so those are only two siblings. When did you go, Fred? When did you go?
That was not long ago.
Yeah, he brought Mom all dressed up, honey.
Brought Mom.
It was fabulous. What a great surprise.
How about that? I didn't know that. I didn't remember that. Well, Janice, I'm so glad to hear your voice. I know you got a busy week, and I'd love you for calling in. Javita's not here. It's breaking my heart. I'm trying to figure out, where's my sister?
Where's she?
I don't know. Shaletta won't tell me. She told me to shut
tell
up.
Her. She is really fishing, trying to figure out what we got planned, and it's not her business. She just needs to roll with it.
Okay. 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 All right.
Well, I just wanted to call in and tell you I love you so much. I love your show, and CCO is so lucky, blessed, favored to have you.
Thank you, Jen.
On Still Talking.
Thank you, honey. And having looking at my two brothers, two of my three, in studio with me tonight is pretty dang special.
Absolutely. Yeah. All right, Billy, I gotta go.
Okay, love you, honey.
Love you, sis.
Okay.
Love Janice.
That's my sister Janice Steele, Pastor Janice. I still can't get over that, right? Okay, we got to go to, we have to do weather soon? Is that the next thing? Okay, we'll be back in a moment. Oh, my goodness. Listen to that music. Rock on. Oh, my goodness. That was special. Very special. Amy Klobuchar, I have asked the senator many times, when are you going to run for office? When are you going to run for president? And to have her call in and do that tonight, I really am grateful. So thank you so much.
We have one more call.
We do?
Yes. Mary T is on the phone.
Mary T, hey now!
I just had to take 1 minute of your precious hour and congratulate you on 20 years.
20
wow,
years.
Making a difference and inspiring all of us. And so just couldn't miss the opportunity to say thank you, thank you, thank you for making a difference.
Oh, thank you, Mary. So are you, honey. We're doing it together, right?
We are.
As many women as possible. Let's do this. Make the
make
difference.
It happen. Make
Hi,
it happen.
Mary.
That's
Hi.
JD and Fred
Hi,
also in studio.
I know. Isn't it amazing, sister, that you have?
She's amazing. Absolutely.
All brothers
amazing.
Deserve a sister like me
you got
and
that
Carolyn.
Right.
That's all.
Oh, my goodness. Let me
it.
Get that $20 out to
lottery.
Pay them. Mary, I love you. Thank you so
love
much.
You. Thank you.
That is so sweet.
Again. Bye.
Thank you, honey. That is the owner of Crooners. Lounge and Supper Club, and we've had a chance to perform out there, and she's just a sweetheart.
She's fantastic.
She really is fantastic.
You know, I bet you there's a couple of fun facts that your listeners don't know about you.
Uh-oh.
Do you remember what year you won Miss Black Ball State University?
Oh, Miss Black Ball State. Oh, my
yes.
gosh. 1977?
Yes, you won that pageant, and then you moved to Minnesota in what year?
Yeah. I moved here in 1978.
And then you
in
won,
fact, it was August. Was it August or June?
Something
of
like that. It was, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then you also won the Miss Black Minnesota pageant.
I did, during my skinny
what
days.
What year was that?
Oh, that was 1979.
Right, you was Janet Jackson in a smaller box.
That's right. You know what? You are wrong for that, Fred. Oh, man. Oh, you're getting a phone call, text, beat down the door night.
But I'm sure a lot of your listeners did not know that.
I know. I'm going to tell you what's really funny about you saying that. I was at the hairdresser yesterday, mm-hmm. and this a man named Harold is sitting at the reception desk, and he goes, Geraldine Steele, when I heard you were coming in, I brought the book. And I went, the book? Oh, yeah, you signed the book. And it's the whole pageant book.
Wow.
The Miss Black Minnesota pageant book, you know, the program with all of our pictures in it. I got to see all the girls that were in it with me. There I was, and I wrote down, "I love you, Harold."
Wow.
Gerald, and still, I didn't even remember Harold.
You were outstanding, though.
Oh, my gosh. And I'll never forget, I was told, never get in a pageant, because if you get in a pageant, it's not, it's rigged. It's never real. It's never real. You don't win because you deserve to win.
No, you knocked them out of their socks.
It was really awesome. Something. But there was some truth to that. I wasn't the one. It was someone else who was supposed to win. I found out later on.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, well, you just never know.
You won.
I won. And it was the judges who said,
historical fact.
Who said, why is this person, why are we about to announce this person? How come? And when I heard this story, I didn't believe it at first. I was like, no way. But, you know, it was a blessing that I was able to win the pageant. So, yeah, Jay, I can't believe you brought that up.
Pre-CCO days.
Pre-CCO days. That's right.
Well, you know who is enjoying that story?
Well, who?
Somebody who is enjoying that story right now?
Who's that?
Patty Peterson.
Oh, sister girlfriend.
Oh, yes. I was so enjoying that story. I just want you to know I stepped out of hearing Gloria Gaynor sing I Never Can Say Goodbye to stepping into a room so I could call you and congratulate you on 20 years. And then I'm hearing your brothers do what my brothers do to me, give you a little reminder and a little grief at the same time.
Yeah, yeah.
How
yeah,
you
yeah.
doing, Patty?
Hey, Patty.
Hi, family. God, how are you?
We are doing great. It's the reason I'm here is because of you. I would not be sitting behind this mic if you hadn't brought me in.
You know, JD, I was just listening to you tell these fun facts about Geraldine. And I was thinking about why 20 years ago, when they decided they were looking for some more talent, that Geraldine would be the one. And it was because we, by that time, had spent enough time on planes going back and forth from Hawaii to, you know, Minneapolis to Hawaii, doing what we call live industrials for Dairy Queen and Better Homes and Gardens. And we would talk such serious stuff. 8 hours was gone in a heartbeat. Mm-hmm. And I thought, you want a grounded individual with some color and with a commitment to connecting with a heart, you got to meet my friend, Geraldine Steele, yeah. And the rest is history.
And she set me up, man. She brought me in here without telling me, right? We're supposed to have lunch.
Right.
And I'm waiting for him downstairs.
Yes.
And I'm like, are you coming?
Yes.
She's like, come on up. Just come on up. And I want you to meet some people.
Yeah.
You know, next thing I know, I'm in the program director's office. The general manager comes down, and we're all laughing and talking. I'm
Jim
looking at
Gustafson.
My watch.
Yep. And,
right?
And, yep.
What was his name? What was his name?
Jim Gustafson.
I've been trying to think of his name. He was the general manager at the time. And we're talking, and all of a sudden, in the meeting, they turned to me and said, so, would you like to have a radio show? We think you'd be perfect. And I said, what? And Patty's smiling. She's just smiling. I'm like, what?
Well, you know, it's like getting a record deal, you guys. You don't want to ever say something to somebody because it's like the ultimate jinx. And I don't know if the listeners really realize that, but you don't want to say anything. So it was like, I just wanted my girlfriend to come up there, and I wanted them to meet her because the rest, you know, they would figure out the rest. And Geraldine, for 20 years, you are the most grounded, loving, fun individual on the airwaves that I have really ever heard.
Oh, honey, I love
you. I agree.
I love you.
And so are you, Patty. You're extraordinary.
Thank you.
Our families' lives have been so
intertwined
together for so many years.
For so many
things. I know.
Just love you all so much.
And you know what? We love you, too. Together. And my brother Paul is conducting the orchestra for Gloria right now. Otherwise, I just know that we're at Starkey, and he's been the conductor for 18 years. So he sends you his love. Ricky sends you his love. He's got good news in his life as well, joining Fleetwood Mac in about two weeks. I know. So, you know, we just are there for each other. We cheer each other on. We love each other. And we know each other's problems often, and we never go away from each other.
Exactly.
So thank you for being Steels. Thank you for being there for the Petersons, because we love you.
Oh,
well,
I love you all for being there. Oh my gosh, this is so exciting. Thank you, Patty.
You're welcome, Geraldine. Enjoy your 20 years, and I am so thrilled that they chose you and that they chose to celebrate you. Amen to that.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm sweating bricks over here, though. Have fun and tell Gloria I sang with her one time.
Oh my gosh.
A benefit, and boy, was she smoking! So she'll never
remember me.
Incredible,
and it's all right. I'm not singing this year, so I'm just a guest, and
I stole the musician's room for a heartbeat so I can come in here and just
talk to you guys. Thank you for doing that, Patty. Love you so much, honey.
I love you so much. Bye, fam.
Bye, fam. Bye, Patty.
Oh, my goodness. My sister just walked in. What? I'm like, where is Jovita Steele? Where is Jovita Steele? Even Janice has been on the radio already.
The microphone's over. The microphone's over here. And come on, sit next to your brother so we can hear what you're saying. Sit with your sister. Hey, Jovita. Put your headphones on because you never know who's calling in. We got all kinds of surprises. Your sister celebrating her 20th anniversary of WCCO Radio, and so we're just having so much fun here.
Awesome! It's a fabulous thing. She deserves every bit of it.
Oh.
You do. This is wonderful to celebrate you.
Yeah?
Yeah, 20 that's years, true. That's significant.
That's a lot of years,
isn't
it? It
is a lot of years. Faithful years.
Yeah.
Intelligent years. Yeah. Invoking years. Loving years. Absolutely.
You have definitely been one of those who talked me off the wall. Because there were a few times I would literally walk in just screaming. You know, I'd call you or, you know, I'd come by your house and just go, you're not going to believe what somebody called and said to me. You remember that?
Yes, indeed.
You know, there were those moments. Then there were those moments where I cried where I was like, oh, you wouldn't believe. Like the time the woman called me, I was filling in during the day and I was talking about how difficult it is to forgive someone who's hurt a family member, someone who has murdered or raped or, you know, just been, right. You know, how do you forgive them? How do you do that? I don't think I could do that. I actually said that. I don't think I could do that. And a woman called up and she said it had happened to her daughter. And she had to go and see the rapist in the prison and tell him, I forgive you. Mm. And we both cried together. And that's when I said, okay, it's possible to forgive anybody.
Absolutely.
So, JD, I forgive you.
How did I knew that? I didn't see that bus coming. I did not see that bus coming.
I felt the bump.
Did you? Lord, have mercy.
Yeah, so it's, I have to take a break? Ah, we got to take a break. My family, the Steels, are in studio. Billy is the one missing. I don't know what that's about, but there's definitely a phone call that's going to be made later on tonight. You won't be privy to that, and that's a blessing, isn't it? That's a blessing. We got to take a break. We'll be back in a moment. Mm-hmm. Ah, suck it now. Keith Ellison, he is running for attorney general.
Wow.
He threw his hat in that race at the last minute, and that was just, it just kind of stirred everybody. People just kind of went, what? Where did that come from?
Wow.
I know. To go from Congress, U.S. Yeah. Congress, in D.C., home for the AG.
I'm not mad at
whoa.
Him.
Whoa.
He wants to be the people's lawyer.
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah. Go get it, Keith.
Yeah. So who knows where he'll go after that?
Exactly.
You know, those are stepping stones to other really big.
Absolutely.
Big positions as well.
Absolutely.
So thank you, Keith Ellison. Oh, very dude, kind. We love you. We love
yes.
you.
Yep.
He's just amazing. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh.
How do you feel, Geraldine?
How do I feel?
Yes.
I don't feel old.
Okay, that's good.
Isn't that good?
That is very good. But 20 years on the radio, I mean, you've covered some things. You've talked to some.
I can barely hear you.
You've talked to some really unique people.
Yes, I have.
And you've covered some really interesting conversations.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how does it feel?
You know, every Sunday night I come in here, I ask God to bridle my tongue when necessary. That's no joke. Because I don't know if I can handle some of the things that people will say. Mm-hmm. You don't know what you're going to say or how, you know, I can quickly respond. And then that can really do some damage. So what I've learned over 20 years is the awesome responsibility of being on radio and what that really means for your voice to connect with someone else as they're listening. They hear every word you're saying.
That's right. And they don't forget. And remember when you and I were talking about doing it together?
Yes.
And I said, you can't trust me. That wouldn't work
that's
out.
That's not true.
No, you can't. You cannot.
She always says that. She'll let it. No,
that's right, Fred. Thank you. My brother knows me. You know, talk about bridal. I'm like, you mean put on a veil and a white gown? What are you talking about? It can't be anything else. You mean like, don't say what I'm thinking?
Yeah.
No, I can't do it.
Yes, you can.
No, I can't.
I would love for Jovita, Shaletta. I would love for Jovita to do this with me.
I love this idea. Oh, my God. I'm emailing somebody right now.
And you know, here's the problem. She says we sound so much alike.
Right.
I mean, people used to get us mixed up. We used to fool our husbands. You remember that?
Yes. So I could default and say, that was Geraldine that said it, but I don't think I'd really get away with it.
Not
anymore.
Most
people know. Mm-mm. No, people know me.
My voice has dropped.
Has it?
Yeah.
No.
My voice has dropped. I swear, you come on, my voice will drop.
Really?
Yeah. I can go up here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
You never took on any of the Minnesota dialect.
Oh, I did. Yes, I did. No, I don't say you betcha and stuff like that. No.
But you say you bet.
No, I don't.
Yeah. Fred says you betcha every now and then.
No, I don't.
Yeah, sure.
No.
Come on, work with
me. This is what 20 years does to you.
You betcha.
JD, there you go. Oh, my gosh.
I think I've cried on your shoulder and talked a lot about radio over the years.
Mm-hmm.
I have. We've had some. Or the sessions we have sitting out in the car. So Javita and I would go have dinner or right after a gig. And so I would drive her home if she's driving with me. And we would sit out front. Uh-oh.
I'm trying to do stuff and I need y'all to stop talking because I'm trying to get Tim from the Blenders on the show.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Hey, now, how you doing, honey?
Tim, what's going on?
You know I only come on and agree with you and say things that you agree with. That's all I do. I'm not going to come on and say anything crazy. Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary. You hear my siblings in here, right? Clowning.
Yeah, it sounds like you've got a studio full of my favorite people.
Hi, Tim.
Hey, Tim.
Good to hear your voice. Are you ready to blend?
Hey.
Shall you blend tonight?
On behalf of the guys, I wanted to say happy anniversary. I was actually in the Twin Cities over the weekend, but I'm back in Florida now. But I wanted to call you and let you know that how special you are to us, and we appreciate all of your love and support over the years.
Oh,
now,
my goodness.
You started doing this when you were 5 years old?
Yeah, sure. Sure.
No, that's what I thought. See how I did that, JD?
Yes, that was really good, Tim. I taught you well.
That's sexy, Tim. That'll get you married.
That'll get you married again and again. Now, Tim, there's one thing I have to say to you. You know, you guys abandoned me for about 3 years when you were doing the show with John Williams. You remember that?
She's always got to put it on me.
I got to put it on you, man.
Time.
I have to drop it on you. So if you love me, I hope I will see you at the next Geraldine Steele Holiday Concert Special.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, good. Yeah, all right.
We would not miss it. If we're invited, we will absolutely be there. We always appreciate the invitation. Don't we have fun at that? And we got to see Brett this year, too.
Man, you guys were awesome.
They were awesome.
Great.
Oh, my gosh, y'all killed it. So come kill
that
it again,
so much
okay?
Fun. Yeah, that would be great. And we got to see Fred, and of course, JD, you know, produced our third album, and then Javita sang at my wedding.
Yes.
Oh, you sang at his wedding?
Yes.
Yep.
It's a family affair, honey.
You connected at the hip.
That's right.
Well, congratulations, Geraldine. We love you, and on behalf of me and all the guys, and we'll probably have a few new tunes for you this year, too.
Awesome.
Oh, can't wait to hear it. Love you so much. Tell them all we said hello, okay?
Yeah, tell everybody.
You guys have fun. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Tim. Oh, my gosh. That is just so awesome. Okay. I had to get that dig in there, didn't I?
That's
terrible.
Absolutely.
That's terrible. I was so offended. I told John Williams that I love John Williams when he was here, right? And I said, John, you stole the Blenders from me, man. He was like, well, he even did it. He had his show down and came in the Cambria Gallery. Mm-hmm. And they were doing like half an hour with him. And I said, what? Oh, wow. Every
amazing.
Time I saw Alan, any of them, I was like, hey, get over here for a minute. I got something to tell you. But they're back, and that's really great. Oh, my goodness. It's almost time for us to take a break. Is it time? Okay. You are listening to Steele Talking. I am your host, Geraldine Steele, and they decided to celebrate my 20th year. How about that? We'll be back in a moment. The second person.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.